Clippers and football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Week four of high school football action, and we are live from Frankfort as we have the Frankfort Wildcats and the Donovan West Mustangs. Jared Sluppy with you. Mustangs coming to this one 1-2 on the regular season. Frankfort looking for their first win of the season. Both teams also looking for their first league win and their first district win as we start district play as we get our second half of the season started. It's not the official start of the second half of the season, but it's the unofficial start. And it's pretty much like starting a new season today with districts getting underway. Frankfort has won the last four meetings dating back to 2006, with the most recent meeting being in 2019, in which it was a 74-52 shootout. As for Donovan West, they moved down to 8-man D2 this year, and the last time they were in D2 was in 2019. And they spent the last 2 years in D1, and they got a combined record of just 6-12, so they decided to move down, and that is where they are now. Donovan West went 3-6 a year ago and had a first-round exit in the 2021 playoffs, falling to Canton Galva 60-14. And this year, as mentioned, they are 1-2, coming off their first win of the season, a 68-48 win over Maranatha under first-year head coach Nick Fumler. And they are led by their senior quarterback, Braden Simmons, who's having a pretty solid year so far, averaging a little over 90 yards a game, 12-23 on the season, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Also on the ground, he can run it well, 32 carries for 147 yards and 6 rushing touchdowns. Also, he has a sophomore running back in Kelby Windmeyer, who's also running the ball very well, even better than Simmons. 35 carries for 313 yards and a touchdown. That's almost 10 yards a carry for the sophomore, and they are led by their senior tight end, Van Crowley, on the receiving end, who has 5 catches for 98 yards and 2 scores. Windmeyer and Crowley also leading their defense in tackles so far this season. And they'll take on this Frankfort squad, who went 7-3 a year ago, made the second round of the playoffs before losing to Thunder Ridge 58-8. They lost to Thunder Ridge twice last year. They're led by their seventh-year head coach, Nick Anderson, who is 38-22 in his time with the Wildcats, 6-3 in playoffs. Wildcats are 0-3, though, this year. They're led by a freshman quarterback in Wes Anderson. Talk about him in just a second. But this team hasn't finished under 500 since 2017, so this is kind of new to them. They have yet to have a rushing touchdown this season, believe it or not, trying to get their offense going. And they're coming off a 50-0 Mercy Rule loss to Linden a week ago on the road. And in that game, they had just 106 yards of total offense, 2.7 yards per play in that game. Anderson was 5 for 15 for 88 yards, and their leading running back, junior Brock Armstrong, had just 6 carries for 12 yards. He was really bottled up. He is a very good runner, as we'll talk about his stats here in a little bit as well. As a whole, the unit is averaging 12.7 points per game. They'll need a little bit more than that to win here today. They're averaging 168 yards per game, with 148 of those being over the air, and only 26.7 on the ground, mainly because of the game script, them being from behind for most of the year, having to throw it a lot. And the defense is not doing much better. 54 points allowed per game, 373.3 yards allowed per game. And again, they'll need to try to clean some of that up today. And they certainly will have better opportunity as they have I think this is going to be their most competitive game so far this season, I would argue. They're averaging 325.7 rushing yards allowed per game, but only 47.7 passing yards. And again, it's something they'll really work on if they want to win here this evening against a very good Donovan West rushing attack. As for Wes Anderson on his season, 30 for 65, 424 passing yards, 5 touchdowns, and just 2 interceptions. Brock Armstrong has 13 carries for 53 yards, 9 receptions for 94 receiving yards, and a receiving touchdown. And also at wide receiver, they have a couple guys, Trent Harden, Carter Olson, also, who are very well. Lane Lewiso is their leading receiver, though, with 12 catches for 203 yards and 2 touchdowns to come off the bench. He is not starting here this evening. And on the defensive side of the ball, Xander Hull, their senior defensive tackle, he's leading that defensive front. He's had a pretty solid season so far, and so has Wyatt Keller in the middle of the field. 21 tackles for Wyatt Keller, the junior, with a tackle for loss. We're about 10 minutes away from kickoff. We'll take a small break, and we'll come back with more of your pregame. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on KMZA 92.1 FM.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Your project starts here with the help of Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hiawatha Farm and Home, especially if your project is re-shingling. Both locations stock shingles by Owens Corning and CertainTeed, and can order other brands if you prefer. They also stock black felt paper rolls and a new product you might consider, synthetic roofing underlayment. It's the future in felt replacement technology. Advanced polymer handles the wind and rain and has a 30-year warranty. See all the roofing options at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
All right, we're just a few minutes away. Just had our national anthem, and we are about to get set here in Frankfort between Donovan West and Frankfort, taking a look at how the teams have fared so far in their schedules. Donovan West in week one lost to Washington County 46-0, followed by a loss against Care Paravel 56-8, and their first road game of the season last week defeated Maranatha 68-48. After this week, they go to Hanover and then finish off their September. Starting off in October, they will go back home for the first time in almost a month. They take on Lynn, then they'll go to Blue Valley Randolph on the 14th of October and follow it up against the number one team in the state in Axtell. As for Frankfort, they start the season with a 68 loss to Chase County, followed it up with a closer game on the road against Washington County, 52-30 was the loss for Frankfurt there. And then at Linden last week, a very good Linden team. Tigers came out with a 50-0 win. After today, next week, they will go to Lynn to finish off their September. And then to start their October on the 7th, they will host Blue Valley Randolph before going to Axel and then hosting Hanover. And looking at the Twin Valley League standings, right now atop at 3-0 in both overall and in league play is Washington County. Axel is 3-0 overall, but they have only played, one game in league play. Clifton Clyde is 2-1, both overall and in league play after losing to Axel on the road last week, or rather at home against Axel last week. And then in fourth, tied is Blue Valley Randolph, Donovan West, and Lynn, 0-1 in league play, 1-2 overall, all three of those teams. And then Frankfurt and Hanover, both are 0-1 league play, and 0-3 overall. As for district play, of course, this is opening week in district play, and in district 3, we have Axel at 3-0, Blue Valley Randolph, Donovan West, and Lynn, 1-2, Frankfurt and Hanover at 0-3. In our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College this week, Donovan West at Frankfurt, week 4. After this, we'll be halfway through the regular season already. And then we'll be down the final stretch with 5 games in September and 3 in October. And then we have plenty of playoff coverage on all of our stations. Reminder that this is 8-man, so midfield is the 40. Instead, of course, the usual 50. So just a quick reminder for you and for myself as well. Let's take a look at the starters. First, for the offense for Frankfurt, at quarterback, the freshman Wes Anderson. And at halfback is going to be the junior Brock Armstrong with athlete Max Schell. At wide receiver, Carter Olson and Trent Harden. At left guard is going to be Xander Hole, the senior at junior. Rather, at center, is the junior, Reese Kenworthy, and right guard is going to be the junior, Wyatt Keller. And for the Donovan West defense, the Mustangs, head coach Nick Fumler gave me 2 defensive linemen. We'll see if that's how they go for the majority of the game, but at defensive end is number 11, Aiden Etheton, the 6'1", 170-pound senior, and also a senior at defensive end is number 55, Cody Goff. He is a 6-foot, 165-pound senior. 3 linebackers with Van Crowley at linebacker, 22 tackles, second most on the team, 180-pound senior. Also a sophomore with the most tackles on the team, 26, is Kelby Windmeyer. He's in the middle, and McCoy Eady on that far side. He's a 5'10", 150-pound freshman. And the secondary, Braden Simmons, a defensive back, the 6'2", 175-pound junior. Cooper Eberle, the 6-foot, 155-pound sophomore, and Dustin Beach, the 5'8", 140-pound freshman. Looks like we're about to get things underway. We have the handshake being exchanged at midfield. District play getting underway here this evening throughout the state of Kansas. Take a look at the rankings for D2, Axel at the top as of right now after defeating number 3, D1, Clifton Clyde last week, 58-12. We carried that game here on KMZA as well. Ken Galva comes in at number 2 after winning at Solomon 58-6. And they go to Norwich. By the way, Axel is going to take on Lynn today at home. Victoria, number 3, they defeated Ness City 58-8 this week. They are at home against Central Plains. They're 0-3 on the year. Thunder Ridge moved down a spot after losing last week to Hill City, but they are still in the top 5, 48-22 loss there. They're at Logan Palco trying to get back right this week. And then Dighton, they're number 5. They're unbeaten, 3-0 after defeating Quinter, 30-26, barely escaping that one. They're at Hodgman County today. And then those are K-Prep's rankings. As for Kasha Covert's rankings, Axel is 1, Kent Galba is 2, Thunder Ridge is 3, Dighton is 4, Victoria is 5, so Kasha Covered still loves Thunder Ridge despite the loss last week. It'll be Frankfurt kicking away to Donovan West, and the Mustangs will be on offense first. Game of the week brought to you by Peru State College. Here on KMZA getting underway. Bastion Vandenhoek going to be kicking this one off. And there's the boot on the near side. Tripping and falling, and that's going to be down. Kelby Windmeyer returned that one and slipping and falling at the, we'll see where they mark it, the 6, maybe 7 yard line. The 7 is where Donovan West will start with their first drive. And taking a look at their starters, Braden Simmons, the senior quarterback, Kelby Windmeyer, the sophomore running back, Dustin Beach, and Cooper Eberle, wide receivers, Eberle, a sophomore, Beach, a freshman, and on the offensive line, Aiden Effington, a senior, Hayden Hoffman, the freshman, Cody Goss, the senior, and Van Crowley, a tight end, a senior. First play, direct snap, run to the left for Windmeyer, and nothing doing that time. Might have even lost a yard or two. Looks like it will be a loss of 2. And taking a look at the defense for Frankfurt on the D-line, it's Trent Harden, Xander Hole, Reed Kenworthy, and Fred Hyde. Wyatt Keller, Brock Armstrong, and Max Shell are going to be at linebacker, and Wes Anderson in the secondary. So they get taken down to the 5-yard line. So it'll be second down and 12. 3 men in the backfield, 1 out wide to the far side. Windmeyer is going to hand it off in the end zone, taking it out of there is Beach, and taken down, just barely escaping the end zone, losing 2 more yards down to the 3. So the freshman with a 2-yard loss, and Carter Olson with the tackle. Now they'll say 4 progress is at the 4 instead of the 3, so it's a 1-yard loss instead of a 2, but 2 carries for minus 3 yards, not exactly the start that I'm sure head coach Dick Fumler was wanting. Taking a snap in the end zone, running to the left is Braden Simmons, the quarterback. And design run, it's gobbled up once again. A gain of 2. Wyatt Keller gets the tackle for Frankfurt, and it's 4th down and 11. And it looks like Windmeyer is going to punt this one away. Back to return for Frankfurt is Wes Anderson. He's standing at the 30-yard line. A short 30-yard line. Low snap. Gets the punt underway. And backing up is Anderson. First bounce at the 37-yard line. Rolls across midfield. And will roll to the Frankfurt 38-yard line. So that's where Wes Anderson and Nick Anderson's offense will start things on their first drive of the game. This offense with just 2 seniors, Max Shell and Xander Holt. They're led by their freshman quarterback, Wes Anderson. Got plenty of room to grow. So off to a pretty solid start. Already over 400 yards, 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions on the year. Pitch, right side, Armstrong, the junior running back. He's got room to run. He's at the 35, beg your pardon. All the way down to the 30-yard line. So a gain of 12 from Brock Armstrong. Armstrong has shown flashes. And an injured Mustang on the far side. I believe that's Aiden Effington. If I saw that number, I believe that's 11. The senior defensive end for the Mustangs, right on the Mustang sideline, right at the 30-yard line, as he did get the tackle on that play. It looks like it's a leg injury of some sort. Coach is checking up on him. We'll go ahead and take a quick 30-second break. We'll come back here in just a bit. Scoreless here in Frankfurt, 9:51 to go in our game of the week.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Here we go on first down. Effington is able to walk off, limp off his own power. His pitch left side for Armstrong once again. Not much doing that time. Might have gotten a half yard at the most. Maybe they give him a full yard, depending on the spot. And they will say he's taken down at the Duncan West 29-yard line, so a gain of one for Brock Armstrong after getting a 12-yard gain on his first carry. Those just joining us, Duncan West had the first possession of the game. Mishandling the kickoff, returned on one knee of the seven is where they started, and three plays, minus 3 yards, and a punch. Now Frankfurt, two plays, 13 yards, and they're driving in Donovan West territory from the 29. Quarterback run, Armstrong has some room, and he gets near the first down marker at the 20. I think it might be a yard short. So gain of 8 for Wes Anderson.
Ball carry by number 12, Wes Anderson.
Third and short.
Tackle by number 12, that's for me. 8 yard gain on the play. Third and super long.
And Brock Armstrong due for a big game here today, for sure. How things have gone so far. Really, at this point, nowhere to go but up for both teams. Here's a run left side by Armstrong. Gets the first down and more. He's at the 15 and down to the 10. And they're going to say he's taken down at the 11-yard line. And that is a 10-yard gain for Brock Armstrong. And, of course, taken after a lot of the K-State sounds here. About an hour away from Manhattan. Frankfurt State Champs back in 1983 and 1996. They historically very solid football team. Into the state semifinals just 2 years ago, but definitely a rebuilding year for Frankfurt this season. Handoff right side, Armstrong, taken down at the 7-yard line. Gain of 3. Armstrong already 4 carries, 26 yards. This is a big game for Anderson here today. Just try to establish some confidence and really step up as a develop as a player in games like these when you're playing with a opponent like Donovan West. Chance for both teams to shine here today. In the shotgun, Anderson. Armstrong to his right. Split out wide is Ty Smith, man in motion, going to the far side. And now we have a flag, and it is a false start against Frankfurt. Reliso in the game as well for the first time today. This is after that penalty and backs him back up to the 11-yard line. So it'll be second and to the 12-yard line. So second and 11 from the 12. So it's practically second and goal from the 12 at this point. And timeout is called by Frankfurt. Some miscommunication, I believe, on the sidelines of the players and what they were wanting. So Nick Anderson forced to call their first timeout of the quarter. 8:05 to go in quarter number one. We're scoreless. Frankfurt is driving. They have the ball to Donovan West 12. We'll go and keep it here. So far, Donovan West hasn't been able to showcase their offense just yet. They had one drive and resulted in 3 plays, minus 3 yards, and a punt. As for Frankfurt, they started this drive from their own 38-yard line. And a couple of big gainers from Brock Armstrong, a 12-yard gain and a 10-yard gain. And also an 8-yard carry from their freshman quarterback, Wes Anderson. Anderson looking for his first rushing touchdown. The team is looking for their first rushing touchdown of the season, believe it or not. I thought that was kind of shocking when I saw that. But at the same time, you remember that since this team is 0-3, they've been having to play from behind quite a bit, so they've been having to pass a lot. Both these two teams about the same level playing field, so a chance for some of these players to really shine and show what they got and boost their confidence, which is really big. Because if you boost some of these confidence for some of these kids, they can do some good things, maybe shock some teams that are maybe considered to be better. Shotgun snap. Anderson looking to throw over the far side. It is caught at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown, Frankfurt. Trent Hardin with his second touchdown of the season. And that one's from 12 yards away. Anderson has his sixth passing touchdown of the season. And that was just the first pass attempt of the game. They will go for two. That drive goes for 42 yards. 6-0. Frankfurt looking to get two more. Armstrong in the backfield. Loizzo in motion. Option to the right side. Pitch to Armstrong, and he'll walk in for two. So Frankfurt leads 8-0 after their first offensive possession with 8 minutes to go left in the first quarter. We'll take a break. We'll be back here on our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pole and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
6 plays, 42 yards, and a 12-yard touchdown reception by Trent Hardin, the sophomore wide receiver from Frankfurt, and they have an 8-0 lead. Beautiful fall evening. Temperatures in the low 60s, as that's going to be a touchback on the kickoff by Bastian Van Den Hoek.
Mustang, take
the ball. And Jonathan West with their second possession of the game. No wind at all here this evening. It is just, it's absolutely perfect fall football weather. So Jonathan West will start at their own 15 after the touchback. Braden Simmons on the season, 2 touchdowns over the air, 6 on the ground. He'll take it on the ground in his second carry of the game. It'll go for a modest 7 yards. Good way to start this drive after last drive, going for minus 3 yards on 3 plays. And it'll actually give him a 9-yard gainer there on the far sidelines where he went out of bounds. The 24-and-a-half-yard line. Cody Goff at center. He'll snap it to Simmons, and he'll run right side. Gets hit, flag comes in, and gets the first down, barring the penalty. Tackle made by the senior defensive tackle, Xander Holt.
Carried by number 3, Simmons. Brought down by number 4.
Was going right into the thick of that tackle. And it'll be a holding against Donovan West. So that will make it 2nd down and 11. Back them up all the way to their own 12-yard line. Pretty much getting it back to where they started, minus a couple yards. 2nd and 12, 7:43 to go here in quarter number 1, Frankfurt 8, Donovan West 0. Your score brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Hand off, left side, and coming back to getting up the middle and being set up there was Kelby Windmeyer.
Ball carried by number 32, Kelvin Whitmire, brought down by a pass.
And that's going to be a loss of one on that play. So he has two carries for minus 3 yards. Offense has only been able to produce 7 yards on their first five plays so far. See if maybe Braden Simmons goes to the air here. The senior quarterback, not quite all the way back in a full shotgun. He'll roll out to his right, bootleg, looking to throw, and he'll throw it off balance and over the head of his intended target, Van Crowley. Looked like he threw that off of his back foot, but running forward. Kind of a strange little throw there, but ends up being fourth down. Looked to me he could have maybe even tucked it and ran it for a little bit, but I think if that was a connection, they would have been able to get the first down fully. So instead, Whitmire will have to punt for the second time today with Wes Anderson looking to field it just shy of midfield, and now a flag comes in.
Flag on the play.
And it'll be a false start against Donovan West. Second penalty of the half so far. That one backs him up 5.
4th and 18
from the 7 is where they have it marked down at. Maybe close to the 6. Wes Anderson now moves up to the Donovan West 35-yard line to return this punt. Gets it away. Almost got blocked and wasn't able to get off a very good one. It goes out at the Donovan West 30-yard line. So once again, Frankfurt's going to get very good field position on their second possession of this contest. Last drive saw Brock Armstrong have a 12 and a 10-yard run. And, of course, the 12-yard touchdown reception by sophomore wide receiver Trent Harden. See if they can repeat the success of that first drive here with 6:54 to go in the first quarter of 8-0. Anderson in the gun. Armstrong behind him. Moving on the line, and I think that's going to be offsides against Donovan West. That was Goff that moved on that far side. Not Goff, beg your pardon, had the wrong number.
5 yard penalty, it'll bring up first and 5, front of the 20.
That was actually Mason Ickarts. So it'll be first and 5. From the Donovan West 25. So that far to the side is Carter Olson. Handoff, Armstrong left side. Gets to the 20. Trying to stiff arm a man, and he'll be taken down at the 20. So gain of 5, and it'll be a first down. Unless they mark them an inch shy, that should be a first down since they started at the 30. Now the officials are telling the chain gang to move. I think the chain gang was just waiting for the official ruling. So we'll be first and 10 from the Donovan West 20-yard line after an encroachment penalty and a 5-yard run by Brock Armstrong. Empty backfield this time. Anderson is going to throw over the middle. Got a man and overthrows his target. Wide open in the end zone was Harden. Would have been a second of the day, but instead it's going to be second and 10. Big break that time for Donovan West. Missed assignment in the secondary. And we'll try to recommunicate here. Reconvene was the word I was looking for. Second and 10. Anderson gets his play call from his head coach, Nick Anderson, 7th-year head coach. Wildcats trying to get their first win of this 2022 season. They have played some very good teams so far. And now starting with the districts, this is a whole new season. Armstrong to his left. Split out wide is Olson. And he will hand it off. Armstrong right side 15. And trying to bully his way forward to the 10. He gets stopped at the 11. So gain of 9. And they'll stay a little bit closer to 8. So 3rd and 2. That was his sixth carry. He already has 39 yards, just a hair over 6 yards per carry on his day. First down marker at the 10. They're at the 12 of Donovan West. Armstrong directly behind Anderson. Pick a handoff. Anderson keeps it. And trying to get to that first down marker. It's close, and if the flag comes in late, looks like he has the first down. He's down at the 8-yard line. It's a gain of 4, barring the penalty. We'll see what it is. And it'll back up Frankfurt, their first penalty of the day. And it will be a holding, so it'll be 3rd down and 12, as they'll get backed up to the 22-yard line. Wyatt Keller, the junior center, ready to snap it to his freshman quarterback. Nobody in the backfield. Throws near side. That's going to be incomplete. Had him in open. That was Porter Colvin, the target, but threw it wide. Looking to the near sideline, and it'll be 4th down and 13. 4th and 12. Five, 12 left to go here in the first quarter. Frankfurt leads Donovan West 8-0. Week 4 on our game of the week on KMZA. Armstrong behind Anderson. In the slot on the far side is Loizzo. Smith is put out wide to the far side, and now a flag on the line of scrimmage, and that will be a false start. So more penalties. The 5th penalty of the game, 2nd against Frankfurt. That'll make it 4th and 17. Backs them up to the 27. And they are going for it. Not kicking a field goal, not even kicking extra points, so you're not going to be punting it away. But the way Frankfurt's defense has been playing, I think this is the right call. Try to execute here. Armstrong in the slot, far side, looking to pass Anderson. Looking over the middle, and over his intended target, which was Armstrong. And that'll be a turnover on downs from their... Excuse me, from the Donovan West 27. That's where the Mustangs will start their 3rd drive of the game. Donovan West trying to get something going. They've only had 6 plays so far today. And that's gone for just 7 yards. So Simmons, the 6'2", 175-pound senior quarterback, let's take the snap. Winmeyer in the backfield, and he'll hand it off, and almost getting the tackle was Hole, and Veach on that carry is able to gain 2. That is his 2nd carry of the game, and if Hole would have made that tackle, that would have been a loss of probably about 5. So the 5'8", 140-pound freshman for Donovan West able to get away from the senior defensive tackle for Frankfurt. 4:35 and counting left here in the opening quarter. And Donovan West looking to get something going here. From their own 29. Going to his right is Simmons. Looking to throw, and he is going to be taken down for a loss. A big loss by Fred Hyde. All the way back at the 13-yard line. We'll see where the score progress is. We'll say it'll be at the 15. That is a loss of 13 yards on that play. So it's 3rd down and 21. They're at their own 16-yard line. They need to get to the 37. Look at the throw. He's under pressure once again by Hyde. Throws a wild throw downfield. It is going to be caught at the Frankfurt 33-yard line. Yard pitch and catch by Braden Simmons. And that was Winmeyer with the catch. End off. Winmeyer again, and runs up the middle. Gets tripped up, but a gain of 6 on first and 10. From the 27, now under 3 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. Donovan West looking to get their first score of the game. Wide to the near side is Cooper Eberle. Quarterback run left side, Simmons. He gets the first down and dives across the 20. That's where they'll mark him down, the 19.
Okay, number 3,
gain of 8. So Simmons over the air, one completion for 31 yards on the ground as a team. Just 10 yards so far on 9 carries. And now a flag comes down, and that's going to be offside, according to that far side official. So I make it 1st and 5. 6th penalty of the game, 3 for both teams. Both are 3 for 20. So now I'll get the ball at the Frankfurt 15. Mustangs looking for the equalizer. Once again, Eberle wide to the near side. Winmeyer, direct snap, right side, and right near the line of scrimmage is where he's going to be taken down. No gain. I think it's 2nd and 5. Reese Kenworthy, the junior defensive tackle, making that play.
No yard gain on the play.
2:10 and counting left to go here in the opening quarter. Same formation as the past couple plays. Takes a snap, looking to throw it, and he's got his man Eberle at the 11-yard line. He'll be taken down there, and it will be 3rd down and 1, needing to get to the 10. Carter Olson making that play. Now just 90 seconds left, and again, Simmons, when he's been over the air so far, I mean, he's only did 3 passes, but he's done a good job so far of getting his passes to his receivers. Let's run it, and he's going to be stopped maybe a little bit short, maybe a half yard short.
Ball carried by number 3, Braden Simmons, brought down by number 66, Braden Kimmerly.
And they were going to say that last play was 3rd and 2, so he gains 1 yard. It's now 4th and 1.
On the play, I'll bring up 4th and 1.
And obviously going to go for it here with 55 seconds to go. Winmeyer in the backfield. Eberle split wide to the near side. Going to throw it, looking for Veach, and it is broken up, almost intercepted. And that was Ty Smith who broke it up. And it's a turnover on downs.
Mustangs turn the ball over on downs. Wildcats have it. 1st and 10 from the game.
39 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. And Frankfurt takes over 1st and 10 from their own 10. What a stop by Ty Smith. The pass was there, it was just a little bit underthrown. He would have let him just a teensy bit more, a little bit more air under it, that would have been 6. Zed Anderson will take the shotgun snap, looking to throw near side. It's a fake, and they're going to run it up the middle. He's got some room to run, gets to the 15, taken down in 17 for a 7-yard gain. Solid opening play on their fourth drive of the game. Third drive.
7-yard gain on the play. Bring second and third.
First drive was a touchdown reception by Trent Hardin from 12 yards away. Second possession of the game was a turnover on downs in the red zone. And that will be the end of the first quarter. Frankfurt leads at home against Donovan West 8-0. We'll be back here in a minute. You're listening to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1. KMZA.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, September 28th and Wednesday, October 5th and 12th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Flu consents available that day or visit www.nembch.com to fill yours out ahead of time. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Low scoring game here in Frankfurt. Wildcats lead Donovan West 8-0. We flip fields and the Wildcats get a stop. And they take over. It's second down and four. Or three, excuse me. Anderson. Hands it off. Armstrong, right side, and he's got the first down and more. There he goes, 25-30. He's going to take it all the way. Nobody to beat. In for the touchdown. All the way from their own 16-yard line. 64 yards. Talked at the top of the broadcast that he's capable of having a good running game, just hasn't had the opportunity, and there he breaks one loose for the first time this season. And he already, with that play, has surpassed the 100-yard mark, 7 for 103 with the touchdown. And they'll go for two to add on to their now 14-0 lead. Keeper, Anderson up the middle, and he's got it. 16-0 on the first play of the quarter. And Frankfurt, after a low-scoring first quarter, they match their total on the first play. We'll step aside for a minute. It's Frankfurt 16, and Donovan West 0, 11:49 to go here in quarter number two on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
KMZA. 64-yard rushing touchdown by Brock Armstrong puts Frankfurt up 16-0. And Frankfurt's offense getting heated up here in quarter number two. First play. There's the boot. Vanden Hope bounces, and it goes out of bounds at the one-yard line. And good field position coming up for Donovan West. Only the second time we can say that today. Mustangs have suffered from poor field position most of the first quarter. That previous drive, two plays, 70 yards. And it's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. All right, so Donovan West's offense trying to get something going. They got into the red zone, but were stopped on fourth down and 12 inside the red zone. So it's first and 10 from the 25. Officials discussing something here, not quite sure what, and Donovan West is still over on their sideline. Chance to remind you that you can listen to our halftime show. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Get you caught up on what you might have missed, and maybe get some of those scores from around the area as well. We can find some. Have some scores being sent to us. And are we going to re-kick this? It looks like we're going to re-kick this. I'm sure there's an explanation as to why, but of course, since we don't really have a connection from the field to the booth here, we don't really know what's going on. But either way, it's going to be a re-kick. Oh, it's a five-yard penalty on the re-kick. So Vanden Hoek will be kicking it away from the 25 instead of the 30. In the first quarter, Vanden Hoek was able to send one into the end zone for a touchback. Now, I don't know if he'll be able to do that here. We'll see. There is kickoff number two when Meyer runs up on it and receives it at the 15-yard line. The 25, 30, 35, cuts back to the 40, and take it across the 35 down to the 34-yard line, so they'll have very good field position from the Frankfurt 34. What a return by Kelby Windmeyer. He got a bit of a running start, ran into that one. The head full of steam went up the far sideline, cut back up towards the middle. It was just barely able to Frankfurt was just barely able to take him down before getting into the end zone. First play, rolling to the left and getting hit and being taken down for a loss immediately, going unblocked was Fred Hyde again. That is his second sack of the day. That backs them all the way up to their own 37-yard line. That's a loss of 9. Second and 19. What a play. But Fred Hyde came home and he was completely untouched. And Simmons wasn't able to really get outside the pocket. He was still trying to establish himself, get his feet under him. And by the time he finally was able to, he got absolutely bulldozed by the junior. Run up the middle. He's going to get that back. Get those 9 yards back. Right back to the original line of scrimmage. Nice run. Actually, let's say get, yep, right at 9. So, minus 9 and then plus 9. So, that'll be third down and 10. 10:43 to go here in quarter number 2. Frankfurt 16, Donovan West 0. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. First down marker at the Frankfurt 24-yard line. Keeper, right side, the 30, 25, gets the first down. Plowing ahead all the way down to the 27-yard line. Good run once again. That'll be a gain of 13. Longest run of the game. Simmons had a couple 9-yarders, and it's the first run to go over 10 yards. Another keeper, Simmons, up the middle. And then got another hole. Into the secondary, taken down at the 13-yard line. Close to the first down marker yet again. Gain of 9. He has 9 carries for 29 yards on his day after a bit of a rough start. Actually has a couple carries of pretty significant losses. Had a 13-yard loss and a 9-yard loss. Both of those were the sacks by Fred Hyde. Second down and 1 with 9.5 to go. Simmons hands off Beach, fumbles at the freshman, picks it back up, and is hit before he's able to get to the first down marker or even the original line of scrimmage. Well, the line of scrimmage, 1-yard loss, and a flag is down. So as of right now, it's a 1-yard loss by Dustin Beach. And it's going to be against Donovan West once again. Another holding penalty. That is their second of the game. Third total. 4 penalties for 30 yards. So the second down and 11. Oh, no, it's a face mask. My mistake, actually. So it's a 15-yard penalty instead. So it's second and 16. Backs them all the way up to the Frankfurt 27-yard line. Keeper, left side, Simmons has room, gets back to the 20, and taken down at the 18-yard line. Gain of 9. Oh, a lot more than that, actually. No, I had that right. Gain of 9. My math is a little off tonight.
Gain of 9 on the play will bring him 36.
That is his fourth carry of exactly 9 yards on the day for Brock Armstrong, or excuse me, beg your pardon, Braden Simmons.
17 yards.
So now at the 17-yard line of Frankfurt, first down marker is at the 13. Keeper once again, Simmons, and trying to wrestle the ball away with Hole, but is able to hang on, or not, actually that wasn't Hole, that was Reese Kenworthy, but hanging on and being taken down for a 2-yard loss.
Simmons, tackled by number 66, Reese Kenworthy.
This would be fourth down and 6.
Fourth and
7. 8:18 left to go here in the second quarter. Donovan West still looking for their first score of the game. As for Frankfurt, they're looking for their second consecutive fourth down stop in the red zone. Wide to the far side is Cooper Eberle, looking to throw it into the end zone, wide open. It's going to be caught for a touchdown, and it's Kelby Windmeyer. 18-yard connection, his second reception of the day. He has 2 catches for 49 yards, and Donovan West on the board. A much-needed score for the Mustangs. Back within one score if they can convert on this 2-point conversion. I would imagine a keeper here from Simmons. And it will be to the right side. And trying to get back to the middle. Good job containing on the outside on that play. That was Jay Steffes on the tackle. So it remains a two-score game. It's 16-6, but a 18-yard touchdown reception from Kelby Windmeyer gets Donovan West on the board. We'll step aside for a minute. It's Frankfurt 16, Donovan West 6, here on 92.1 KMZA.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
KMZA.
Onside kick, and who's got it? It's at, able to cross the 35-yard line. I believe it might have been touched by Frankfurt before it got there. And it is Frankfurt football, so they are ready for it, and they recover.
Football recovered by number 7.
Now, Nick Fumler going a little bit aggressive there. Personally, I don't mind that after getting such a solid drive that resulted in a touchdown. It was a 18-yard touchdown reception by Kelby Windmeyer. That last drive was 34 yards. Two-point conversion was no good, 16-6. Your drive summary is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, or, excuse me, rather far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Frankfurt, once again, looking for another score. Throw near side over the head of the intended receiver, Loizo. It's a little bit high from the freshman quarterback, and it is 2nd and 10. Wes Anderson's first pass attempt was the 12-yard touchdown to Trent Harden. Has not had a completion since then. He's 1 for 5 on the day. From their own 35-yard line. And a bad snap and having to cover it was Anderson. That'll be a loss of 4.
4 yard loss on the play, bring a third and
30. Got a score update for you. In the second quarter, Holton leads Perry LeCompton 21-12. Cause already a loss on the season, trying to not pick up their second, but Holton a very good team this season. You can listen to that game on the Holton channel on MSCSports.net. Got a lot of great games going on this week on our array of channels and stations. So snap, Anderson rolls to his right, looking to throw, pumps, fires, and incomplete, almost intercepted. Loizo was the intended target, and Anderson, Dustin Beach almost was able to pick that off. So it's now 4th down. And 14. 7:02 left to go in the second quarter. Momentum starting to shift a bit towards the Donovan West side. If they get a stop right here, that would be huge for them. The chance to get back within one score. They were unable to convert on their 2-point conversion. Hence why we are at 16-6. Driving back to pass, looking near side, firing deep, got a man, and incomplete, good coverage by Beach, but he's looking for Carter Olson, wanting a flag and not going to get it, so it'll be a turnover on downs. So Donovan West now gets good field position once again. They get it from the Frankfurt 31-yard line, deciding to go for it instead of punt on a 4th and 14. In their own territory. We'll see if that pays dividends for the Mustangs here after the stop. Run to the right, Simmons. He now cuts back to the left. He's got room over there. He's got blockers. Gets to the 25 as the flag comes down. And a lot of times when you cut back to the other side of the field, that's where holdings happen. Let's see if that's the case here. And it's going to be a block in the back. So back up the Mustangs, back to the 38-yard line. I think it first and 17 after a 3-yard carry. Clifton Clyde currently leads Washington County 16-0 at the half. Two very solid teams. Clifton Clyde coming off a loss against Axtell at home last week. Going to the right side, Simmons. Looking to run. Emmett Field gets back to the line of scrimmage and able to get back to the original line of scrimmage near the 30 down to the 29-yard line. 9-yard carry once again by Braden Simmons. 13 carries for 48 yards for the senior quarterback, and now a quick hurry-up play here. Second down and 8. Going to the left, Simmons, another keeper. Got hit, taken down by the big man, Xander Holt. No gain. And Holt has been flying around the field so far today in the middle of that defense. So has Fred Hyde, the junior, has 2 sacks already on the day. The near side defensive end. Jet Keller comes into the game. He'll be linebacker on this play. Trent Harden, the far side defensive end. Now they're going to switch places. So Hyde will be on the far side. Hole up the middle. And a whistle. And timeout's going to be called by Donovan West. Their first of the half with 5:42 to go in the second quarter. Frankfort leads Donovan West 16-6 at home. We'll take a break. We'll be back here on our Game of the Week on KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the break, again, 16-6 our score. Frankfort leads Donovan West with 5:42 to go in the first half. Axtell currently leading Lynn 48-0 in the second quarter. Elsewhere, Nemaha Central is up 46-0 in the second quarter. Trying to find some other scores here. Republic County is up against Valley Heights 16-8. And we'll continue to monitor those scores for you and bring them as we see them. Jared Sluppy with you. Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College. Looking to throw, Simmons dumps it off, and it's low and incomplete. And the intended target on that play on the far side was to Dustin Beach, the freshman. He's been targeted a few times, but hasn't been able to get a reception yet today. That was the first attempt by Braden Simmons since the 18-yard touchdown to Kelby Windmeyer. Simmons, 3 for 6, 52 yards in the touchdown. On the ground, he has 14 carries for 48 yards. Windmeyer has his 2 receptions for 49 yards and a touchdown, with only 4 carries for 3 rushing yards. And handed off Beach. Here's a little trickeration here. Eberle throwing for the end zone, underthrown and batted down by Anderson. Smart play by the freshman on that 4th down and 8. And I'm sure his coach is going to be very happy about that play, deciding to bat that down instead of pick it off. Looking for the double reverse flea flicker. It is not flying. Turnover on downs. Back comes the Frankfort offense. Anderson, option, right side, pitches it, Armstrong, gets it, and 30, breaks a tackle to the 35, and gets a couple more after that to the 37. Gain of 7. from Strong and I stay so far as 8 carries for 110 yards and a touchdown at the 64-yarder. So the spot was not favorable. It looked to me like he got a couple extra yards, but I guess the whistle was blown before he got those last 2 yards, so it's actually 2nd and 5 from their own 35-yard line. Armstrong gets again on the pitch, left side, at the first down and more. Across midfield to the 35, a flag comes in, and he's taken down at the 33-yard line.
Okay.
And it looks like this will be the fourth penalty of the day against Frankfurt. Penalty marker is spotted at the 35. That was a gain of 12. And it will be a holding call. Spot of the foul penalty. And that will get them right back to their original spot. Almost maybe a loss of a half yard. So 2nd and 5. Excuse me, 3rd and 5.
35 yards.
Or I guess it would be 2nd and 5. The sticks had it right on the field. It's almost like nothing happened. 434 left to go here in the second quarter. Frankfurt 16, Donovan West 6. Your score update brought to you by Holthouse in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Whole House vehicles have you seen today? WholeHouseAutoHouse.com. Man split out wide on the far side as Trent Harden had the touchdown earlier. Man in motion, that's Colvin. Hand off right side, flag comes in, I think it's going to be a face mask as Armstrong gets tackled for no gain. This would be a big break for Frankfurt if it is a face mask, as it looked like. Officials discussing before making the call. That is the correct call. Oh, no, there was a face mask against Frankfurt and a horse collar tackle against Donovan West, so those penalties will offset. Wow.
Mustangs penalties will offset. We will replay the game.
So we're going to do it for the third straight time, 2nd and 5. We had a 2nd and 5, a 12-yard gain, but a holding penalty. And then, of course, the play that didn't count. And now, third time in a row, 2nd and 5. Low snap between the legs of Anderson. He pulls it down. He's got time. He throws it over the middle. It is caught. It was bobbled and caught at the 39-yard line just shy of midfield. And will that be enough for the first down? It's right at the sticks.
5-yard gain on the play.
I'm going to say it's actually going to be a yard short. Don't love the spot there. About a half yard short of where he actually went out of bounds. They just want to get it right at the 39 instead of moving it to 39.5. So in the end, that's a 4-yard play. That was Trent Harden once again making that play. He split out wide to the far side. Loizzo in the slot on the far side. Armstrong in the backfield. Take the handoff. Keeper right side. First down Anderson, 30, down to the 26-yard line. 15-yard gain by Wes Anderson. His longest run of the day. They have the ball at the Mustangs, 26 now with 4:14 to go. After another stop in the red zone on a fourth down, looking to convert and get up by maybe 3 scores. And now an official timeout. I think Brock Armstrong lost his mouth guard or something. He's hustling over to the sideline. suggesting something with his face mask. And now they'll bring in Mason Ickart, freshman. So Armstrong will sit out for this play with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. The train goes by. From the near side hash, a rush up to the line of scrimmage. Anderson in the gun. Take the handoff. Left side. Cuts up the middle to the 20. And take it down to the 17. Anderson. Gain of 8. Another solid gain by the freshman quarterback for Frankfurt. I'll say it's closer to a 9-yard gain. So second and 1. From the 18. Another reminder that we have our halftime show coming up, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Give you all the drive summaries and the stats from today's contest and some scores from around the area. Anderson in the gun, takes a snap, handoff right side, Armstrong taken down at the line of scrimmage. Well done on that play, making the tackle was McCoy Edie, the linebacker, the freshman. Right near the sticks, and will they say he got it? No, they will not. So no gain. And another official timeout. And they'll bring out the sticks. This is going to be very close. Down at the 16.5, maybe 17-yard line. To be massive if Frankfurt could get a touchdown on this drive. And it looks like that's going to be just a half yard short. It'll be third down coming up.
Half yard short on that. So it will be third.
2:33 left to go.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Gilmore.
In this first half. Trent Harden on the far side. Elizo in the slot on the far side. Nobody to the near side. Smith is on the end of the scrimmage. Take the pitch. Keeper Anderson tripped up, and he'll be taken down. And a late flag. I think that might be another horse collar tackle. This time by Cody Goss, the defensive end by Donovan West. And yes, it is. So that's their second horse collar tackle.
Horse collar on the play.
And that Axel game has just gone final, 56-0 over Lynn. Another dominant win from the number one team in the state. They improved to 4-0, and their season is halfway over. Penalty puts them at the 8-yard line. It's first and goal. Our first and goal of the game. The Wiseau in motion. Pop pass to him at the 5 and into the end zone for a touchdown. That is Anderson's second passing touchdown of the day. As for the Wiseau, that is his third receiving touchdown of the season. And that does go down as a pass as he was in front of Anderson. Clock stops at 2:12 left to go. 22-6 now our score. Running up for 2. Hand off, Armstrong left side, he's got it, but a flag comes down at the 1-yard line. And we'll see what it is. Maybe makes this a little bit longer of an attempt, and it looks like it will. It'll be a hold, that'll back him up to the 12.
Hold on, Wildcat.
And the story of this first half has been penalties. 5 penalties for 45 yards for Donovan West. Frankfurt has 5 for 40 yards. Let's see if Anderson maybe goes to the air here. He's been successful at it so far. He has three completions, but two passing touchdowns. Dropping back to pass. Looking to throw over the middle, and it is caught. 4-2 by Trent Harden. Nice route run over the middle on a seam route, and that makes it 24-6. So our score is now 24-6. They are 3-for-3 on two-point conversions. And a sizable lead for Frankfurt. We'll step aside for a minute. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
KMZA.
Lane Loizzo with the receiving touchdown from 8 yards away with 2:12 to go here in the second quarter. With Frankfurt up 24-6 over Donovan West. Your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debts. Online at Highland Community College. HighlandCC.edu. There's the boot, and we're back underway. Windmeyer receives it at the 4 yard line. Goes up the middle, the 15. And he's trying to get to the outside and take it down before he gets to the 20. He's taking down the 17, so return of 12 from Windmeyer. Zach Schell will be making the tackle. Mustangs trying to break through with 2:03 left to go in the second quarter. Last two drives have resulted in turnover on downs in the red zone. Both of those fourth down plays were quite a ways away due to penalties. Simmons and Windmeyer in the backfield. There's a snap. Simmons fakes the handoff to Veach, comes around the corner, gets to the 20, 25 to the outside, 30. And taken down at the 33-yard line in a 16.
Carry by number 30, Grayson Simmons. Ran out of bounds at the
15 carries now on the game for Simmons already with 64 yards of rushing. Over the air, he has three completions, seven attempts for 52 passing yards, and a touchdown to Kelby Windmeyer. Excuse me, Windmeyer. 1:57 now left to go. Good first play of the drive. Trying to get some points before the break. Direct snap to Windmeyer to the outside. Gets to midfield and taken down there for a gain of 7. Past three drives, the offense has been productive for Donovan West, but haven't quite been able to get into the end zone.
6 yard gain on the play.
These last two drives that have been very efficient, in the end, not productive.
Bring up second and four.
So they'll say it's actually a gain of 6 to the 39-yard line, so just a yard shy of the field. Clock does stop. And Frankfurt looking to maybe bring the house here. And they're going to do a quick kick on second down. That is down at the 4 yard line. I don't know. 1:42 left to go in the half. They punt it on 2nd and 5. I don't know. I don't know about that. So Nick Anderson's group goes back to work. They have some time now to possibly get a score before the break after Donovan West forfeits their possession. Anderson takes a snap from the end zone. Hand off to Armstrong up the middle, and there he goes. 15, 20, 25 to the 30, 35 midfield. Got one man to beat. Going to the far side, 30, 25. And take it down awkwardly at the 20-yard line.
Good.
56-yard carry for Brock Armstrong on the first play. 1:30 left to go just to get 20 yards.
25-yard line.
After the chains are moved, the clock starts to tick down. Anderson in the gun. Armstrong in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the right looking to throw. Armstrong got a man wide open, Luizzo, and going down the sideline, comes up the middle, makes a man miss, and into the end zone for the touchdown. But a flag is down, and it's not going to count because it's a holding. So it negates the touchdown. With 1:05 left to go in the quarter. And the penalty marker was thrown down at the 25-yard line, so that's going to be a 15-yard penalty. Six penalties for 55 penalty yards for Frankfurt in this first half. And now the clock will start to wind. So now 1 minute and counting left. They are taking their time in this huddle, and now there will be a timeout called. 57 seconds left. That'll be the second timeout of the half called. So Donovan West forfeits their possession. Brock Armstrong gets a 54-yard carry, and they are in business. A chance to score before the break. We'll take a 30-second break here in our game of the week here at 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie? A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
FM, KMZA.
Our game of the week is brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. It's Frankfurt, the home team here this evening, leading Donovan West 24-6 with 57 seconds left to go in the first half, and your scoring update is brought to you by Full House Auto House in Fairview. Frankfurt has the ball from the Donovan West 35-yard line. It's 1st and 25 after a 15-yard holding penalty. Check down throw to the far side is caught and ran out of bounds. That was Mason Eckert, excuse me. Oh, no, I have my 30. I don't know if I had something missing there. Oh, no, Carter Olson. My mistake. I did have my numbers mixed up here. So Olsen makes his first catch of the day. I did have my numbers mixed up there. It said 33 of Donovan West instead of 33 for Frankfurt. The gain of 6. Looking to throw again. Armstrong going deep, looking for it all. Overthrows his man once again. It's Harden. It was a good attempt. Now make it 3rd and 19 from the Donovan West 29-yard line. 47 seconds left. As the clock stops. Another reminder that our halftime show is coming up, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. As we recap some of our scores from this one, scoring drives, that is, and some of the unofficial stats, as well as scores around the area. Anderson the gun. Armstrong moves in motion, goes to the near side. There's a snap, throwing over the middle. It's caught. And once again, that is his main man, Harden, and he makes the man miss all the way down the sideline and into the end zone for the 29-yard touchdown. And it's now 30-6. So Harden has his second touchdown of the game after Anderson missed him earlier. That would have been a touchdown. So he has two catches for two touchdowns, so 37 yards. Chance to add two more. What a game this has been for Frankfurt after three performances that they'd rather forget about. And starting things off right in district play. Man moves in motion. Pitch left side, Armstrong. He's got it again. They are 4-for-4, converting two-point conversions. And it is now 32-6. We'll step aside with 39 seconds left in the first half. It's Frankfurt 32, Donovan West 6, here in our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Your project starts here with the help of Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hiawatha Farm and Home, especially if your project is re-shingling. Both locations stock shingles by Owens Corning and CertainTeed, and can order other brands if you prefer. They also stock black felt paper rolls and a new product you might consider, synthetic roofing underlayment. It's the future in felt replacement technology. Advanced polymer handles the wind and rain and has a 30-year warranty. See all the roofing options at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes. Kansaland Radio.
The Donovan West decides to put the ball away near midfield on a 2nd and 6. Give the ball back to Frankfurt, and they capitalize as this punt, or rather this kickoff, is muffed at the 2-yard line. He went down to the ground to pick it up, but apparently he picked it up after he slid, and he picks it all the way to the 17-yard line. So almost another mistake. Whitmire, he did that on the first kickoff of the game, and he did have his knee down, and he was down to the 7-yard line, but the official said his knee was not down this one. But I thought it was down, so honestly, he probably should be down the 2-yard line. So 32 seconds left here in the second quarter. It's Frankfurt 32, Donovan West 6. Wes Anderson. The freshman quarterback showing promise here. 5 completions, 3 touchdowns, 59 yards over the air. And Trent Harden, he has 29 yards and 2 scores. First down is a run to the right side by Windmeyer. Windmeyer just a 6th carry of the game, and that one goes for 6 yards. And it looks like that will be the end of the first half. And it will be. 32-6 will be our score after the break. We'll come back with our halftime show. It's once again, it's going to be brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. It's Frankfurt 32, Donovan West 6. You're listening to our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
Tanks are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, save some on trees and bunnies. Here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus?
simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
We're at the break. Frankfurt leads at home 32-6 against Donovan West. Jared Sluffy with you for your halftime show. Brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holden on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holden on Highway 16. Taking a look at your unofficial stats from the first half, starting out with Donovan West. Braden Simmons, the senior quarterback, is 3-for-7 with 52 passing yards and a passing touchdown. On the ground, he has 15 carries for 64 yards. As for his sophomore running back, Kelby Windmeyer, he has 6 carries for 15 yards, and Dustin Beach, the freshman, has 2 carries for 1 yard. As for the receiving, Kelby Windmeyer also has 2 catches for 49 yards and the 18-yard receiving touchdown, and Cooper Eberle has 1 catch for 3 yards. And for Frankfurt, the team leading on the scoreboard, Wes Anderson, their freshman quarterback, is 5 for 12, 59 yards, and 3 passing touchdowns. On the ground, Brock Armstrong, he has a rushing touchdown on the day. It was a 64-yarder. He has 10 carries for 64 yards with that touchdown. Wes Anderson on the ground has 5 carries for 35 yards. As for the receiving, Trent Harden has 3 catches for 45 yards with 2 touchdowns. Lane Loizo has 1 catch for 8 yards and a touchdown. And Carter Olsen has 1 catch for 6 yards. Taking a look at the game stats from our first half, Frankfurt has 258 yards of total offense. That gets me every time. 258 yards of total offense with 199 yards on the ground and 59 yards over the air. 15 carries for 13.3 yards per carry. Again, 13.3 yards per carry. 6 penalties for 55 yards for the Wildcats. Would like to clean that up if they want to get a lot of positives out of today's contest. Penalties also hurting Donovan West as well. 5 of those for 45 yards for the Mustangs. They had 132 yards of total offense in the first half with 52 yards over the air and 80 yards on the ground. And 23 carries for those 80 yards is 3.5 yards per carry. No turnovers by either team. And other than those penalties, they like to clean those up and play a lot cleaner football in this second half. Those are your unofficial stat totals for your first half. Doing the best I can, trying to keep these yard totals up for you as best as I can. But either way, one thing we do know is Wes Anderson has 3 passing touchdowns of the day. Well, how did it all start? We rewind with our game summaries. With our first one of the day coming with 8 minutes left in the first quarter, a 12-yard hookup with Trent Harden. That was 6 plays for 42 yards. They connected on the 2-point conversion. It was a Brock Armstrong run to the right side. And then Armstrong getting into the end zone with a 64-yard rushing touchdown with 11:49 to go in the second quarter. That was on the second play of the drive. And they were able to convert on that 2-point conversion as well to go up 16-0. The Donovan West getting their first scoring drive of the game. It was from the Frankfurt 34-yard line where they started that drive. And it was a Windmeyer 18-yard touchdown reception with 7:55 to go in the second quarter. They did not convert on their two-point conversion, and it was 16-6. Then Frankfurt was able to bounce right back with Lane the Wise now getting an 8-yard pop pass touchdown, going from the left to the right side, moving in motion, and working his magic, getting into the end zone for the third time this season with 2:12 to go in the second quarter. They were able to convert on the two-point conversion. Then on the next possession for Donovan West, they were driving, and around midfield, it was actually, they had the ball at the Frankfurt 36-yard line. They had a 2nd and 6, and they decided to punt with a little less than 2 minutes left. So they gave the ball back to Frankfurt, and then what did they do with it? Well, first play of that drive was a 56-yard run down the sideline from Brock Armstrong to put them give them a scoring chance. And then Trent Harden had a 29-yard receiving touchdown with 39 seconds left. That was after there was a 15-yard holding penalty, so they were in the red zone, and they were out of it after the penalty, but they were able to get into the end zone, and that made it 32-6 after converting their fourth consecutive two-point conversion. So hard to say. There are many things you can improve on for Frankfurt. Of course, you've got to clean up those penalties. Other than that, a very solid half of football for the Wildcats at 0-3 on the season, looking for their first win in the regular season, first win in TBL play, and first win in district play as well. We're going to step aside for a quick break. We'll take a look at some scores around the area and get you caught up with some of the teams, what they did last week, and what the schedule lies ahead for next week. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College. Our score, Frankfurt 32, Donovan West 6.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at holthouseautohouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself. Rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, September 28th and Wednesday, October 5th and 12th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Flu consents available that day, or visit www.nembch.com to fill yours out ahead of time. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
At the half, Frankfurt leads Donovan West 32-6. Jared Sluffy with you for your Game of the Week here on Peru State College's Game of the Week, 92.1 KMZA. Taking a look at some of the scores around the area, Nemaha Central leads 62-0, getting ready to kick off that second half. Clifton Clyde leads Washington County 16-0. They're already at the end of the third quarter there. St. Mary's leads Oskaloosa 45-0. And elsewhere, we have Holton leading Perry LeCompton 20-12 at the break. Jefferson County North leads McClough at the half 40-12. Republic County leads Valley Heights 16-8 at the half. See what else I have for you. Maybe have a few more scores here. Axtell defeating Lynn 56-0 at the that was Mercy Rule at the half. Centralia leads Troy in a big time game there. 14-7 is the score at the half for the Panthers leading the Trojans. Ranked matchup there. Wetmore wins against Southern Coffee County at 59-6 via Mercy Rule halftime in Minneapolis. Sabetha Blue Jays lead that one 26-7. You can catch that one on our Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. Matthew Garber apparently has 192 yards passing and 3 passing touchdowns in the first half. And also, I mentioned Holden and Perry LeCompton. So that's all the scores that I have for you so far. A good night of Friday Night Lights here in the Sunflower State. A beautiful evening. Temperature in the low 60s, maybe upper 50s, with little to no wind, maybe 5 miles per hour at the most here, and it has just been a gorgeous evening for football. Really starting to feel like fall. I know it'll be a little bit hot this weekend, but then next week it's supposed to start feeling like fall more, and I cannot wait. It'll start to really feel like football season, and then it'll be basketball season by the time you know it, as the Big 12 schedules were released today. You can find an article on that on our website, mscsports.net. Also on there is our preview of K-State and Oklahoma as they get underway tomorrow from Norman, 7 o'clock kickoff, 5 o'clock pregame. Catch the game right here on KMZA and also on 103.9 KNZA as well, as K-State trying to get back right after losing a tough one to the Green Wave of Tulane of the American Athletic Conference last weekend. And that'll be a tough one against the sixth-ranked Sooners. Here in this one, though, we got a few more minutes till we get back to the second half here on our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holton on K-16, want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Again, our score, Frankfurt 32, Donovan West 6, thanks to 3 passing touchdowns from Wes Anderson, hooking up with Trent Harden twice and Lane Loisel once, and also Brock Armstrong on the ground. 10 carries, 164 first half rushing yards with a rushing touchdown. He has been phenomenal. So is that offensive line as well. Got to give them a lot of credit for giving him some holes to run through. And then also a couple of sacks as well from number 22, Fred Hyde, the junior, the defensive end, has gone through and got a couple sacks, a couple times untouched to cover him up in this second half. We're going to take one more break here in a couple minutes. We'll have our second half action. We'll give you our keys to the half, and then we'll get things underway. Once again, our score, it's Frankfurt 32 and Donovan West 6 here on our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires.
People, products, knowledge, we have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
Mom! I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Just a couple minutes from getting the second half underway between Frankfort and Donner West. Wildcats lead this one 32-6. Let's take a look at our keys to the second half. First for Donner West. Well, first of all, I think that saying that they need penalties is the most obvious, but in terms of getting across that first down mark in the red zone, they had a couple of opportunities to score. They were unable to get a first down, and unable to get any points on the board as well. In terms of the defense, got to clog up those holes in the middle. They have really just been losing the battle in the trenches, but it's really difficult when Frankfort has a guy like Xander Hole who's just been so dominant. Try to contain him in the second half and not allow such large running lanes for Brock Armstrong and Wes Anderson to run through. As for Frankfort, I would say penalties is probably their biggest weakness of that first half. But on defense, I would say instead of bend, don't break, try your best not to bend. Continue to get those stops. Beginning of the first half, Donovan West was unable to do anything. Their first two drives were six plays for less than 10 yards. But then they started letting up a little bit, and Donovan West was able to get a couple of red zone tries, even able to score once, tighten up that defense a little bit, and the second half will be much more successful for you, even more so than the first half was, which was very successful. It's obviously up by four scores here. And for the offense, I think getting Wes Anderson more confident with his passing abilities is going to be key, because this game does get out of hand. Continue to fire down deep and see what Wes Anderson can do with his arm. Build some confidence and let the transition from being just a freshman to somebody who is going into a sophomore next year, going into a sophomore year next year. There is a big difference. Being a freshman versus becoming a sophomore for the quarterback, Wes Anderson. On the season, he has 8 touchdowns and 2 interceptions on the year. And he is very close to the 500-yard mark as well, just a few yards shy. I'll do some quick math in my head if I can before the second half starts. 483 yards on the year, so 17 yards away from that half a thousand mark. Kicking away is Donovan West, and we are back underway with half number 2. Squib kick up the middle. It's returned by the wide receiver Trent Harding. He's at the 35 to the 40, 4-35, and actually stepped out of bounds a little bit ago. At their own 39-yard line is where he stepped out. Just a little squib kick up the middle. You heard onside kick, but that was not quite an onside kick. This is their second kickoff of the game. The first was an onside kick after their touchdown. So they will mark it at midfield to start things off for the first drive of the second half for Frankfort. Anderson has Armstrong in the backfield with him. Driving back to pass. Throwing far side. It's caught. Loizzo at the 30, 25, and taken down at the 22-yard line. 18-yard pitch and catch that time. Loizzo's second catch of the game. His first was a touchdown. Very solid start to this first drive of the second half for Frankfurt. Three receivers set, twins to the right. Moving on the far side is Harden. Looking to throw again, Anderson throwing near side. Caught Loizzo again at the 15, runs over man, 10, and taken down out of bounds at the 6. Loizzo again. Lane Loizzo, sophomore, showing off his size. And after that 16-yard play, Wes Anderson has surpassed that 500-yard mark on the season. First and goal from the 7 is where they marked him at. Loizzo in motion. Pop pass to him. Got a touchdown on this in the first half. He runs over man. He is in the end zone for the touchdown. His second of the day on that same play. His fourth touchdown of the year. As for Wes Anderson, he has 4 passing touchdowns on the day. So last week, Donovan West coming off a 68-48 win against Maranatha. And here today, it's been anything but a shootout for this Mustangs offense. 2-point conversion, pitch right side, Armstrong, and they're now 5-for-5 as he runs over and through a man to get to the end zone. That was Windmeyer that he plowed. And it is now 40-6.
With 11:24 left in the
third. Mustangs. So we'll step aside. It's 40-6, 11:24 to go in quarter number 3. You're listening to the game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
2 plays, 23 yards, and a touchdown on that last drive, which is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Here's the kick. It's returned at the 3-yard line on the far side by Windmeyer. And he will get hit and taken down at the 22-yard line. Very solid start to the second half for Frankfurt. They lead it 40-6. Reminder next week, here on KMZA, we have Centralia at Jackson Heights. Two very good teams. Centralia right now taking it to Troy in Jackson Heights. Undefeated on their season so far. They are 3-0. Mustangs with the ball. Kind of bobbled the snap. Windmeyer runs to the left side on a direct snap. 25 and taken out of bounds around the 28-yard line. So gain of 5. That was the 7th carry of the game. 20 yards for the sophomore running back. Mustangs trying to not let this game continue to get out of reach here. Windmeyer takes a snap, runs to the far side, trying to get around the corner and cuts it up the middle and gets a couple of missed tackles. 39-yard line is where he gets taken down. First down. Gain of 11. So Xander Hole with a tackle. The first and 10, just a yard shy of being in Frankfurt territory. Reminder that 45 is our mercy rule here, should it get to that. Low snap, and Windmeyer has to dive on it. It was through his legs. And it'll be marked down at the 33-yard line. That's a loss of 6. Clock winds down, 10:28 to go here in this third quarter. Hard to believe that our season will be halfway over in just a couple of hours. Another direct snap to Windmeyer. This time, again, not much doing. Lost a couple yards.
Okay, number 32, Kelvin Windmeyer, brought down by number 32.
Third and 18. Mustangs need to do some sequencing here. Get a decent chunk of change. Set up fourth down and manageable. Wide to the near side is Cooper Eberle. Lone wide receiver. Hand off Beach. Bounce to the outside. He will get wrapped up and taken down. Harden flips it forward. That should be an illegal forward pass. Or are they just going to whistle him down? I don't know if he was established as being down as he flipped it forward. But either way, that would just be loss of down. I guess it would be a 5-yard penalty, too, but they mark him down at the 24-yard line, so a loss of 9. Should be 4th and 25. They're going to put this one away. Windmeyer, low end-over-end kick. It's caught in Dovon at the 29-yard line. That was Wes Anderson once again back to return. So promising start to the drive for the Mustangs, but the drive stalls out after a couple of mistakes, a low snap, and then a play that just wasn't quite executed well enough. First and 10 from the Frankfurt 29-yard line with 9:26 to go in the third quarter. Wildcats lead this one 40-6. Anderson in the gun. Loizzo in motion. Takes a snap. Hand off Armstrong. Right side. Getting some blocking. And gets to midfield. And makes a man miss. Stays on his feet at the 30. 25-20. Spins away from it. And then did he lose the ball? I think he lost the ball. And I think Donovan West has it. I think the Mustangs have recovered. That would be the first turnover of the day. And the Mustangs have the football. The 31-yard carry, but the fumble gives the ball back to the Mustangs. They have it from their own 16-yard line. That was actually a 35-yard run in the score sheet, but first turnover of the contest from either team. Simmons takes a snap, rolls to his right, immediately under pressure, gets away from it. Harden can't get him, gets across line of scrimmage, and takes off all the way to the 30-yard line. Good improvisation by the senior quarterback. Pick up 14 on the first down.
14-yard gain on the play, and good for a Mustang first down. From the 30-yard line.
That is his second longest run of the day at a 16-yarder on his final carry of the first half. He has 16 carries for 78 yards. Over the air, he's 3 for 7 for 52 yards, has yet to attempt a pass in this third quarter. From the 30-yard line, fresh set of downs with 9:05 to go in the third quarter. Simmons takes the handoff, dumps it off, far side, that is Beach. And that'll be a gain of 5 as he's taken down at the 35. Beach with his first catch of the day. He's been targeted a few times.
Tackled by number 14, Scott Smith. 4-yard gain on play. He'll bring up second and 6 from the 34-yard line.
That was actually closer to a 4-yard play, so make it second and 6. Got a feel for Simmons. That defensive line has been all over Simmons so far today. And as soon as he takes a snap, has maybe a second and a half to do something with it. Bring to the near side is Windmeyer. Flag comes down. He gets to the 35. Hit and crunched at the 37-yard line by Brock Armstrong. Hurt the pads all the way up from here. Gain of two, actually three, by Windmeyer, but back him up with this penalty. First penalty of the half for either team. Let's see where exactly they spot it. It's down at the, all the way back at the 22-yard line. So an 18-yard penalty on the block in the back. Simmons rolls right. Throws it and is caught by Crowley, the tight end. His first catch of the day near the first down marker, and he gets it across the field to the 39-yard line. Yard pitch and catch to Van Crowley. And he surpasses the 100-yard mark on the season with that catch. That is his sixth reception of the season. 7:50 to go here in the third quarter. Apologies for that. A little bit of high snap bobbled, but reeled in, going deep, and it's overthrown and incomplete. Looking downfield for Veach once again. And it's second and ten. Second and ten. Duff and West being a little bit more aggressive over the air here in this drive. Wildcats looking to once again get a stop in their own territory. And the defense had two fourth down stops in the red zone. In the first half, here's the keeper. Simmons goes to the right side. He's got the first down and more. There he goes, 2015. One man to beat Armstrong. And he trips him up at the 10-yard line. Good job by the junior to get the tackle. But still a long carry of 30 yards from Braden Simmons. By far the longest play on the ground. And with that run, Simmons is over 100 yards rushing. He has 17 carries for now, 108 yards. So first and goal from the 8. Jonathan West trailing 40-6, but a chance to score right here. Low snap, through the legs, loose ball, and it is covered up all the way back at the 19-yard line. So once again, a mistake from Jonathan West is going to back him up yet again. This time Windmeyer has to recover it. It's been a rough day in the office for Cody Goff, the center. So that'll be a loss of 10. .657 left to go here in the third quarter. Snap is to Simmons, a wobbly pass. It looked like a little jump pass, and a flag is down in the secondary. Keller was defending the intended target, Van Crowley. And that's going to be a hold against Frankfurt this time. So Frankfurt, with the penalty, bails out that play. That puts them right back to the 9-yard line. So second and goal. New life for the Mustangs on this particular drive. Eberle, wide receiver to the far side. Make a handoff. Simmons. looking to run. Now coming back to the near side, running all over Kingdom Come here, trying to get away from a couple of tacklers, and they'll get thrown down by Brock Armstrong. And a flag comes in late over the middle of the field after he gets taken down at the 16-yard line, a loss of six. And I don't know what that signal is. He put two fists together, which I've never seen that before. But the penalty appears to be against Frankfurt. Maybe he just had his signal wrong there. I'm assuming that's the case. Meant to signal one thing, and he put two fists together. I've never seen that before in my entire life. So the penalty puts Donovan West at the 7-yard line. So in the end, that was a spot of foul penalty, it looks like. Maybe a taken down. Another fumble, and once again, able to recover is Windmeyer. He's been bailing out some of these fumbles, would-be fumbles at least. And that's a loss of 7. So just these mistakes that they've been making when they are within distance, penalties and bad snaps and fumbles on the handoff exchanges, which is what happened that last time. So it's 3rd and goal from the 14-yard line, 6 minutes to go. Run left side, Windmeyer gets to the 10 on the near side and thrown out of bounds at the 10. By Wyatt Keller. So a gain of 4 makes it 4th and goal from the 10. Been a very weird start to this third quarter. Halfway through it, 40-6. Donovan West really needing to get things going here in a hurry if they want to make this a ball game once again. There's a snap. Simmons looking to throw off his back foot. Throws in the end zone. Incomplete over the head of Van Crowley. And that's going to be the third time where they've had a fourth down in the red zone and unable to convert. And they'll take over. Frankfurt will take over from the 10-yard line. Excuse me, the 14-yard line. So it is the 10-yard line. My mistake. And a tug of war with the territory there, penalty to penalty, to penalty to penalty. And if Frankfurt wants to take away with a positive blowout win and continue into next week, they got to clean up some of these penalties next week. There's a handoff to Armstrong, right side. It's taken down at the 14-yard line, so it'll be a gain of 4.
Ball by number 10, Brock Armstrong, brought down by number 55,
just a reminder that we have our locker room chats Wednesdays and Thursdays with our area high school football coaches, including both of the coaches on the sidelines. 5:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Be sure to check those out. We also post them online, mscsports.net. Anderson takes a snap. And off Armstrong, left side, gets the 15 to the 20, 25, and just shy of the 30-yard line, the 29 is taken down for a gain of 15. He has been unstoppable today. He has 13 carries for 218 yards and a touchdown. Also, Wes Anderson has 8 completions for 15 attempts, 100 passing yards, and 4 touchdowns. So quite the day for this Frankfurt squad, who looks like they're well on their way to getting the first win of the season. Belizzo in motion, taking the snap, throwing it to him. It's caught at the 37-yard line. Stiff arms the man, gets across the 40, first down at the 41-yard line, gain of 11. Lane Loizzo, leading receiver coming into today, continues to make his mark here this evening as his fifth catch for 60 yards. Had 12 carries, excuse me, 12 receptions coming into today. Almost has half that this evening. Throwing near side, caught in the flat by Armstrong at the 30. Cuts up the middle, 25-20. Flag comes down. And a gain of 22. That might come back. And it looks like it might. And it is going to be against Frankfurt, a block in the back. That will make it first and 8.
It will be first and 9 from the 37 yard line.
First and 9, actually. 4:01 to go here in the third quarter. Frankfurt leads Donovan West 46. Your score brought to you by Holdhouse Auto House in Fairview. And off is to Armstrong. He bounces outside. He's got room over there. He's at the 30, 25, 20, and rolling over someone, 15. And then finally out of bounds at the 13-yard line. It'll be a gain of 24 for Brock Armstrong. Coming up on the quarter of Millennium Mark, of the Millennium Mark on the day. Is that a thing? I don't know if that's a thing. I know they say Century Mark, but he's already at 248, or 242, so I'm trying to say Century, maybe Millennia. I don't know if that's a thing. Just the kind of day that he's had. He's breaking through these barriers. Run left side. Armstrong again. Touchdown! Frankfurt! 14 yards out, that is his second of the day. 256 yards for Brock Armstrong today, and that makes it 46-6. Definitely we'll have some positive things to talk to Coach Anderson about during our locker room chat coming up this next week. And they will once again go for two. They are 5-for-5 today. Man in motion. Option. Pitch. Right side. Armstrong again running through and getting in over Beach into the end zone. Dominant performance for Frankfurt. They're on the way to their first win of the regular season. It's 48-6. We'll send us a break and come back here in a minute, here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
14-yard rushing touchdown from Armstrong makes it 48-6. Frankfurt leads Donovan West. Your driving summary as that one goes for 70 yards on the dot with 3:47 to go in the third quarter. It's been brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And what a game it has been for Armstrong. He has 15 carries for 256 yards in a breakthrough game as he has two rushing touchdowns. There's a kick away. Returned at the 4-yard line. As the flag comes in, and he's taken down at the 20-yard line, Windmeyer on the return. Frankfurt has done a good job in coverage so far today. Waiting on the penalty with 3:41 to go. Penalties have been a bit of a bugaboo for both teams today. And it's a hold against Donovan West.
Holding. On the motion.
Second penalty of the second half. And that backs them up to the 9-yard line. That is where the Mustangs will take over. Down by 42 points. Donovan West looking to keep this game going, trying to avoid a mercy rule here. One more score from Frankfurt will stop and then score would give us the mercy rule. Rollout pass, right side, drops by Veach. It's another flag down from the near side official as the play went to the far side.
Number 12, just for Veach, there's a flag on the play.
That's going to be a hold against Donovan West. And that'll be a half the distance penalty. I'll back him up to the 4.5-yard line. We'll mark him at the 5-yard line. 4.5-yard penalty. I mean, can't really say 4.5, but 3:37 to go in this third quarter. It was the 8th penalty of the game for Donovan West, if my counting has been correct. I might have missed one, maybe. Snap taken by Windmeyer. Bounces to the far side. He's got room to run over there. He's at the 10. 15 comes to the middle and gets crunched by a couple of Wildcats. That was Smith and Keller on the tackle, but a solid gain from the 4-yard line, getting all the way to the 17. So a gain of 13. Second and 3. Let's say it is actually at the 16-yard line, so a 12-yard gain instead of a 13. Takes a snap. It's Simmons. Design quarterback run near side. Has to go back to the middle after being forced by Harden and goes all the way out to the far side, and that's going to be a holding as he'll get down the sideline and he'll beat everybody, but this is going to come back.
Touchdown by number 23, Simmons, that is a flag on the play.
And this one is not going to count. Frankfurt had one that was wiped out earlier. Now happens to Donovan West. And it's a block in the back against Donovan West. Really just one of those days for the Mustangs. And I'm sure Coach Fumler will have some things to say about all these penalties as team has produced. So we'll see where this is marked down at. All the way back to the 9-yard line, so a 7-yard penalty.
Holding on Mustang, we'll bring up 2nd and 10 from the 9-yard line.
2:38 to go in quarter number 3. Got a score update for you. Holton leads Perry LeCompton 42-28 as that game is now in the final frame. Simmons takes the snap, fake hand off to Veach. He'll keep it, running up the middle, gets hit and taken down at the 15-yard line for a gain of 6. Simmons has been good running the ball in this third quarter, has 3 carries for 50 yards, 18 for 114 on the day. And a correction on that score, it's 42-18, not 28, I've been told. Direct snap, Whitmire. Bounce to the far side. Cuts up the middle. 15, 20. And down near the 25. Didn't mean to say 15. And say 20, then 25. Now we'll mark him down right at the 25. Gain of 10 by Kelby Whitmire. Running to the outside has been working in the second half for Donovan West. This is when they've been getting close to getting into Frankfurt territory. They've been making some penalties. It's been, or some bad snaps as well. And that's what's been costing Donovan West some points here today. That is already their fifth carry of 10-plus yards in this third quarter. But they have not been able to get any points. Hand off from Whitmire to Veach. The freshman gets to the 30 and upended at the 32. So gain of 7. Freshman has shown he has potential. He has some abilities, but some of the blocking just hasn't been there for him, and he's been forced to go down a lot earlier than maybe he could. That defensive front has just been terrific for Nick Anderson's group. Trent Harden and Fred Hyde, the two defensive ends, and then Xander Hull and Reese Kenworthy up the middle. Mainly been just Xander Hull. Now it's just Kenworthy this on the second and short. Pass to the outside. Simmons is going to get hit, and it'll be thrown out of bounds by Max Schell. Fantastic tackle from the senior. That'll be a loss of one. That was just textbook wrapping him up and driving him back. Clock stops with 37 seconds left. So third down and 4 from the Donovan West 31-yard line. 48-6, our score. Frankfurt leads Donovan West. Shotgun snap, Whitmire. And able to get the first down. Well, maybe. Very close. And they will go ahead and move the chains. Gain of 4. And number 7. There's some things for Donovan West to take away from this game. Obviously, the penalty. That's the most obvious one, but when they've been able to get to the outside with Whitmire or Simmons, they've been able to get some good runs. It's just they've been making some of those penalties that have prevented them from getting on the scoreboard, as I had mentioned. Hand off, Whitmire gets hit and taken down for the line of scrimmage, and the ball comes out. And the official saying that he was down. That was Wyatt Keller with the tackle for loss. That is the second of the season. And that will be the end of the third quarter. So we played 3. It's Frankfurt 48, Donovan West 6. Here in our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. You're listening to 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Your project starts here with the help of Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hiawatha Farm and Home, especially if your project is re-shingling. Both locations stock shingles by Owens Corning and CertainTeed, and can order other brands if you prefer. They also stock black felt paper rolls and a new product you might consider, synthetic roofing underlayment. It's the future in felt replacement technology. Advanced polymer handles the wind and rain and has a 30-year warranty. See all the roofing options at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
That's the scores for you. Riverside leading Jackson Heights 18-12. And also we have Nemaha Central defeating Horton 78-0. Riley County defeats Royal Valley 39-14, and Topeka Hayden defeats Jefferson West 52-15.
It has been requested.
We'll have our Community National Bank scoreboard show coming up after tonight's contest. Get you up, caught up in all of the scores around the area. Just giving you a few here before that. Donovan West with the ball from their own 36-yard line and tripped up and taken down in the backfield for a loss. It's Trent Harden. That's a loss of two more. Windmeyer tried to bounce to the outside, couldn't get it. Back-to-back tackles for loss for that Frankfurt defense that has been very solid. So it's third down and 12. And I guess they're going to say forward progress is going to be a loss of one instead of two. Simmons looking to pass, rolling to his right. Fly comes in. The ball is caught by his tight end, Van Crowley. And taken down at the 27-yard line and gives a first down signal, but I think this might come back. And it will come back. Frankfurt leads Donovan West 48-6. Your score brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. When time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. So after this one's over, in 11 minutes and 12 seconds of game time, at the most, could have a mercy rule with one more Frankfurt stop and score. Either way, we'll have our post-game show. Brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate, where we will assign our Farmer State Bank player of the game. Be sure to stay tuned for that. Excuse me. Backs him up to the 25-yard line. Now we got some smoke on the field. I can smell it from up here. Going to his left, Simmons throwing over the middle. That's going to be broken up. Well done by Ty Smith, the sophomore. The ball had a lot of air under it, so it allowed Smith, the sophomore, to come back and make the play. The fourth down and 21. At their own 25, need to get to the Frankfurt 34-yard line. And they're going to put this one away. It was only got about 5.5 feet off the ground, but a flag comes in. And it's a false start.
False start on the Mustang.
Yet another penalty. That's their 11th of the game, 99 penalty yards. Just a lot of mistakes, some things that they can clean up in practice and try to move forward next week. Donovan West next week is at Hanover for their third and final road game of this three-game road stretch. And then as for Frankfurt next week, they are at Lynn. They just lost at halftime 56-0 to Axtell. That's a better punt this time. Anderson diving to make the catch at the 38-yard line. The long 38, and a flag comes down. I think that might be interference. As trying to make a play was Hayden Hoffman, the freshman, trying to make a tackle. I don't know. I don't think he fair caught it. If he didn't fair catch it, then I don't know if that should be interference, but we'll see. And it is to catch interference. So yet another penalty. That moves up 5 more yards to the short 37-yard line. 10:58 to go. Touchdown would end this thing early. Anderson in the gun. Drops back to pass, looking far side. He pumps, goes to the left now. Sailing downfield, he's going to pull it down and run. He's at the 30 and pushed out of bounds late. And nothing's going to be called, though. They use down at the 29, so innovates. Anderson's first carry of the second half. He has six of those for 43 yards. Hasn't really needed to carry that much because Brock Armstrong has 15 for 256 and two touchdowns. And also, Anderson has four passing touchdowns. He's 9 for 16 for 111. Trent Hardin and Lane Loizo both have two receiving touchdowns each. And this one is a throw to the far side, incomplete. That time going for Keegan Willard, freshman. Name we have not called yet today. So after that incompletion, it makes it third down and two. It looks like it's actually closer to three. From the 29, clock has stopped. Nick Anderson got to be pretty happy with the way the team has played, despite their adversity of starting the season 0-3. Already matched their loss total from a year ago. They went 7-2 during the regular season, or 6-2 during the regular season. Here's a nice run. He's got a seam, and into the end zone all the way is Keegan Willard, the freshman, from 29 yards away. His first carry of the game, and he takes it to the house to seal the game. 54-6 is the final score. Dominant win for Nick Anderson's group.
And that's the ball game.
And they are now 1-3 on the season. As for Donovan West, they fall to 1-3. Frankfurt goes to 1-0 in district play. And as for Donovan West, they fall to 0-1 in district play. And as for league play, that win for Frankfurt puts them at 1-1, and Donovan West falls to 0-2 in TVL 8-man play. We'll go to the next break, and we'll have our post-game show coming up. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Once again, our score, 54-6. Frankfurt gets the win over Donovan West here in our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Final here from Frankfurt. They defeat Donovan West 54-6 with 10:38 still to go in the fourth quarter via mercy rule. And taking a look at your post-game stats here on our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Let's start off with the team that fell short on the scoreboard, Donovan West. It was Kelby Whitmire, the running back, who had 18 carries for 34 yards. He also had two receptions for 49 receiving yards and a receiving touchdown. Brayden Simmons, the quarterback, had five completions with 11 attempts for 78 yards with that touchdown. And on the ground, he had 19 carries for 113 rushing yards. And Gustin Veach, he had four carries for minus 1 yard. He also had four receiving yards. Van Crowley, the tight end, had one catch for 22 yards. And Cooper Eberle, he had one catch for 3 yards on his day. As for Frankfurt, Wes Anderson, the quarterback, was 9 for 17 with 111 passing yards and 4 passing touchdowns. Also on the ground, had 6 carries for 43 yards. Brock Armstrong, the junior running back, had 15 carries for 256 rushing yards with 2 rushing touchdowns. As for Keegan Willard, the freshman, had a 29-yard rushing touchdown as well. That was the final play of the game to win it. Lane the Wise, though, he had 5 receptions for 60 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. And Trent Harden had 3 receptions for 45 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. Carter Olson had 1 catch for 6 yards. Taking a look at the team stats from today's contest. 439 total yards of offense for Frankfurt. They had 328 rushing yards with 22 carries for 14.9 yards per carry. With 111 passing yards with 1 turnover, 7 penalties for 65 yards. Looking to clean that up for next week. As for the Mustangs, they had 224 yards of total offense with 146 rushing yards with 41 carries, 3.6 yards per carry with 78 yards of passing offense. They had 12 penalties for 104 yards, which in the end really cost Donovan West in some areas where they were able to score and kept them from getting some more points. Well, let's take a look at a few of the scores that I have for you here. I was able to see a few. There were some pretty exciting finishes, and that includes, oh, I had them. There we go. Valley Heights wins in overtime, 22-16. Also, Centralia, with 34 seconds to go, took the lead over Troy, 20-19. That game is coming down to the wire. Be sure to stick around for our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, where we'll have a final for that one coming up. So that is what I have for you right now. Not a whole lot, but again, we'll have more of those scores as they start to pour in. Of course, we ended early, so a few of those will be missing right now. So let's recap how all of these things unfolded here in this one. It all started with a Trent Harden 12-yard receiving touchdown with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, a six-play, 42-yard drive. And they were 6 for 6 on two-point conversions, so they did convert on all of them. Then they got their second touchdown of the day on a 64-yard rushing touchdown from Brock Armstrong. Then Donovan West got their first and only score of the day with a Kelby Whitmire 18-yard receiving touchdown with 7:55 left to go in the second quarter. But then right back to it were the Wildcats. Lane Loizzo had an 8-yard receiving touchdown on a little pop pass with 2:12 to go in the first half. And then deciding to punt on a 2nd and 6 from the Frankfurt 36 by Donovan West. So Frankfurt got the ball back, and then a long run from Brock Armstrong. And then Harden was able to get a 29-yard receiving touchdown to extend the lead to 32-6. The Wiseau got another little pop pass touchdown to make it 40. Then Armstrong was his 2nd rushing touchdown of the game to make it 48-6. Keegan Willard putting off the final touches in this one to make it 54-6 and end this game with 10:48 to spare. All right, well, that's going to do it for our post-game show. We'll come back, though, for our player of the game. It's been brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate, buying or selling. Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at boutdoors.com. Once again, our final score, Frankfurt 54, Donovan West 6. The Wildcats get their first win of the regular season on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Hine and True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is a true value.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, September 28th and Wednesday, October 5th and 12th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Flu consents available that day, or visit www.nembch.com to fill yours out ahead of time. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
If you like football, food, and family fun, join Farmer State Bank of Westmoreland Sunday, September 25th at the Onega Fairgrounds for a tailgate and Chiefs watch party. The event starts at 11 a.m. Chiefs versus Colts game is at noon. Food available from various vendors and a drink and beer garden. Casey Wolf will make an appearance, and there'll be inflatables, yard games, prizes, and a live radio broadcast. So bring your family and friends and enjoy a Chiefs watch party with Farmer State Bank of Westmoreland. It's Sunday, September 25th at the Onega Fairgrounds. Learn more at bankwithfarmers.com. Member FDIC.
KMZA.
Frankfort wins it 54-6 over Donovan West. Let's get to our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Oh, it was a tough call, but I got to give it to Brock Armstrong, who had 15 carries for 256 yards and two touchdowns. The junior was able to break this game open with a 64-yarder in the second quarter and a 14-yarder in the third quarter. He had a fantastic day all around, although it was difficult to determine whether it was him or Wes Anderson. I will say Wes Anderson, the freshman, has plenty of opportunities to get player of the games throughout his career with it being his first year. But 111 yards and four touchdowns on his day, he was spectacular as well. Also, how about the defensive end for Frankfort? Fred Hyde, who had a couple of sacks as well. Xander Hull, I mean, he was phenomenal. Trent Harden on the defensive line was also amazing. So a lot of guys, I think, could have qualified for a player of the game. But for our official player of the game, which is once again brought to you by the Farmer State Bank, we're going to give it to Brock Armstrong. Well, that's going to do it here for our broadcast. Frankfort wins at 54-6. They get their first win of the regular season. Congratulations to the Wildcats. They will be partying tonight, and it should be a fun night here in this town. And tomorrow, just a reminder, Kansas State is in Norman, 7 o'clock kickoff, 5 o'clock pregame. But before that, getting a little bit ahead of myself, because after this, we have our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Get you caught up with all of our area scores and get you prepared for what is to come next week. All right, that's going to do it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Jared Sluppy for your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College. Back again next week with Centralia at Jackson Heights. Can't wait for that one. Should be a lot of fun. Hope you join me for that one as well. One final time, our score, Frankfort 54, Donovan West 6. Have a good weekend, everybody.